Joining me here on the Huge Show across Michigan from Cincinnati on opening day for the Tigers, Nico Goodrum from Fayetteville, Georgia, now a major leaguer, been in the big leagues with Minnesota and the Tigers. And Nico, what does this opening day mean considering everything with COVID-19? You have the players kneeling last night in unison for game one. Tell me personally what the start of this 2020 season means to you.
It's exciting. Every opening day is exciting. Every season, every chance we get to step on that field is very exciting. So I don't take that for granted at all. And with everything that's going on in 2020, you know, it's a little setback that we had in spring training, but it gave us time to get better. It gave us time to work on certain things that we needed to work on. So, you know, we had two off seasons, but like I've said, I'm excited to go. And you spoke about the kneeling. And, you know, the things that are going on, there needs to be work done at that. And it's been that way for a long time that I feel that things have not been equal. And I guess, you know, right now is the time to make some changes.
And, Nico, for you growing up, like I said, in Fayetteville, Georgia, in the South, you'll have a different perspective than somebody that lived in an area where there wasn't segregation growing up, where there wasn't as much racial bias.
Yeah, I have an example of it is the Olympic torch came through Georgia. It came through probably 3 minutes from my mom's house where I grew up at, and we went down, me, my mom, dad, and brother, went down to this gas station on the corner. It was family owned, and We sat down in the grass with our chairs and had a cooler to wait for the torch. And the owner came out and said, "You guys can't sit here." And at a young age, I didn't understand why that was. I couldn't understand what was happening. And he said, "You need to sit on the other side of the street." And I just viewed how my dad and mom handled the situation and understood that that's just the way that got handled. So I dealt with that at a young age and seeing that. And as I became a man and grew up, I saw the way my dad handled certain situations with that. And so in the South is different, but I feel that people deal with every place, you know, every state, every city, every country is a problem. So I'm ready to see some change happen.
Yeah, it's not just a South thing. And what set this off was the killing of George Floyd, which was in the north in Minneapolis. But I want to go back to 1996, where when Ali lit that cauldron, still one of the great moments in sports history in Atlanta at Olympic Park. But for you, so, you know, we're not talking 1946, 56, or 66. This is the late 90s. And here you are, a black family in Georgia, wanting to celebrate the patriotism of the Olympics being in your home state, in your home country, and a guy is telling you to leave his property because of the color of your skin.
Correct. And that's my dad, he has talked to me. He's been there for my entire life on the things he went through in the 60s. And I speak to him now about it. And he just shakes his head and is like, "Son, nothing has changed. You know, minor things have happened and it can appear that things have changed, but," he says, "certain stuff has not changed." And he says, "It's tough to change people's hearts and minds." And so having conversations with my dad about how things were in the 60s and talking to my grandmother and granddad and great-grandmother, not much has changed as far as that area. And I feel things have changed. Now I understand that change is difficult for people. It can be growing pains. It can be uncomfortable. It can be a lot of things. When you go to the gym and you want change, you want to change your body, it's a grind. It's uncomfortable. My body is sore. If everyone doesn't want to do it, a lot of people are comfortable with things not changing. So, I feel there needs to be change, and hopefully it's happening now.
Nico Goodrum from the Tigers. Interesting conversation to start broadcast here on the Huge Show across Michigan, opening day with the Tigers. And, you know, Nico, to you, that's what the kneeling. So when you're watching the Nats and the Yankees start the 2020 delayed regular season last night, and both lines are socially distanced, We won't get into Dr. Fauci's first pitch. I don't think you have to worry about facing him tonight.
I thought I'd be.
You know what he said? I'm going to keep the ball 6 feet away from home plate. I'm going to practice that social distancing, right?
Yep, that works. But we'll go with that.
Yeah, but when you looked at both teams, everybody, kneeling to start that season, what was going through your mind? Because, you know, I've heard Gardenhire, the Tigers skipper, talk about MLB as united. But when you looked at that and you flash back to 96 at that gas station where that white owner told you and your family to move across the street, what were you thinking last night when you saw everybody kneeling?
I feel everyone goes about things the way they, in their hearts and what's on their heart, and they go about it the way they want to. Seeing everyone kneel, that's what everyone agreed upon. And that's what they decided to do. Beyond kneeling, for me, I want to see there be action on things changing. So not just kneeling, but after the kneeling, I don't want it to be looked over by, okay, we knelt, now what's next? Let's move on to the next situation. I want this kneeling to actually bring change about. And that could be going into communities or wherever it needs to be done. But I just don't want the kneeling just to be, we knelt for opening day, and it gets it's forgotten about. Things need to happen from what's going on in the world right now. But seeing the unity of everything was amazing, and seeing the power that we do have and we need to use it. I liked it. You know, it was a good look, but I also want things to happen from that kneeling, and not just we're kneeling just to kneel and then it's looked over the next game at the opening day. I want it to actually mean something and stuff to come from it.
Yeah, I've always said that anybody with this protest about the need and the obvious situations involving racial justice for all in America, that, yeah, I appreciate the kneeling, the fist, or wearing a T-shirt, or putting an emblem or a logo on a dugout or on a wall like they did at Fenway. But to me, it's about action. It's about true action to bring America together. Not to keep us divided, Nico, but to bring America together.
Correct. If everyone could agree, it's bigger than, it's a thing of right and wrong.
Yes.
Can just look at the right and wrong. You know, I'm not making it about a black and white. I'm making it about there's a right and wrong.
Amen.
And everyone has, I believe everyone can agree that there's been wrong. You know, and it's been wrong to a certain race, but at the same time, it can happen both ways. I just would like for everyone to see that there's a right and wrong. View that rather than a black and white, because what happened is wrong. I feel if we can do that, I feel everyone, a lot of people we can start to agree on things and things to actually start changing. But I want things to change. I don't want to just do things and it's just media and it just looks good. I want it to actually work and actually change and start seeing difference, where when I bring kids to this world and then they bring kids, and I'm a grandfather, it's not the same thing as my dad went through or my great-grandmother went through or my grandfather went through. I don't want it to be the same. I want things to change for the better.
Amen. Right and wrong. That is so well put. Nico Goodrum from the Tigers joining us. Before we get to opening night, the conversation that, because I really love listening to you, Nico. Have you spoke up in front of the team similar to what you just told me here on the Huge Show across Michigan? You or others in that Tigers clubhouse during summer camp when you were talking about kneeling, or in Cincinnati where some did it, some stayed in the locker room or clubhouse and others came out. What was that conversation like with the players?
For me, I've had a similar conversation that I've had with you, with some of the team, and I don't force anything on anyone. I don't make anyone feel uncomfortable. So I just let guys know what I was going to do, and I don't look at anyone any type of way, whether they choose to or not, because, like I said, just you're entitled to what you want to do, and whatever is on your heart, you do. And just because you didn't come out here or do what I did doesn't mean that you don't agree with me or you don't see anything wrong with it. So for me, I don't push anything on anyone. So I just told them what I decided to do. And yeah, that's pretty much how it went. So, like I said, I don't make anyone feel uncomfortable about certain things. I just let them know, hey, this is what, you know, I want to do. And, you know, if you're with it, fine. If you're not, it's okay as well.
You know, when I was looking at your bio and some of the background on you, and I saw where you grew up in Fayetteville, Georgia, I watched, you know, your career through the minors, and you had that great game against your home team, Atlanta, 5-for-5, maybe your best game as a major leaguer. But also I noticed how you donated a ton of water to the people of Flint. And Flint is in that right and wrong category. We have an affiliate of our 21 stations, Sports Extra 1330 in Flint. And I still can't get over, Nico, that in America today, some families still need to go get bottled water, and that a complete area doesn't have access to clean water. I'm talking everybody today. That still boggles my mind. It does.
Yeah. So so the past 2 years that I've been with Detroit, I've donated water to Flint because it's been an issue. And that came about when I was at my mom's house, and she was watching Lifetime, and it was a movie on about Flint. And I told her, I said, I can't believe this is still going on, because I had no idea.
Right.
This was a I signed with Detroit, and I said, when I get up there, Mom, I'm definitely doing something. So that's how it started, and every year is going to happen for me, and I'm setting up now. My foundation is almost done. It's called Do Good Things. And so once that my foundation gets set up, bigger things will be happening, definitely for Flint and that the water issue that's going on right now.
Hey, you know, your Do Good Things Foundation, make sure you stay in touch before we're done. Brett, my producer, will get your number. I think he has it. And we'll stay in touch, and I'll help promote anything you're doing in the state of Michigan, my friend, okay?
I appreciate it. That sounds good, because I'm definitely in the community with the things that I'm trying to do. So I'm all for that.
Man, I love right and wrong. It's pretty simple, folks. You can actually use that philosophy with your children, at work, anything you do, anything you choose to do, right and wrong. All right, let's move on, talk about baseball. You get the Reds tonight, opening night, a couple of exhibition games. You had the 60 guys summer camp in downtown Detroit. How does Nico Goodrum feel about this team going in to that 60-game 2020 season?
I'm excited. I'm ready. The team's ready. You know, everyone's overlooking us, but I believe we're going to turn some heads. We're going to surprise a lot of people. We have a good team, and at this point, it's just going out performing and executing and playing to the level that I know we can play at. And that's coming in every day, focused, working on studying the game, being a student of the game, and combine that with work ethic and going after it every day. So these 60 games are very important. Right now, it used to be a marathon. Now it's a sprint. We got to find a way to be Usain Bolt and get after it.
By the way, Usain Bolt, did you watch his Netflix documentary?
I did. Yeah. Definitely did.
Man, that dude can run. And just what a great personality, and what a story from where he came from and the rise to greatness. I actually, in back-to-back nights, I watched the SEC Network story on Pistol Pete Maravich, and the following night, I watched I Am Bolt, and just the rise of a kid somewhere in America, Jamaica, this world, who can become one of the best to ever play their game. It's the great, you know, it's the right side of America, not the wrong side. You know what I'm saying, Nico?
Correct. I've seen both of those documentaries, and I'm with you on that.
Pistol Pete was crazy back in the day. That guy was just, he was just what he could do with a basketball. So, and Usain Bolt, his three Olympics and what he did, amazing. Nico, good luck tonight. Opening night, the Reds. You guys will probably go 60-0, not lose a playoff game, and finish as the only undefeated team in Major League Baseball history.
Perfect.
Thank you, Nico.
All right, now, I appreciate it.
All right, Nico Goodrum joining us here on the Huge Radio Network.